Warning, you're about to experience the most passionate, high-energy, controversial hour of your life.
Yeah!
What is it good for?
Absolutely
nothing.
Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries.
Absolutely
nothing.
Say it again, y'all.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, direct from the greatest city on earth, Las Vegas, Nevada. Now it's time to go to war with the most fiery, dynamic, relentless, libertarian, conservative, anti-tax warrior in America, Wayne Allyn Root.
I said war!
It is 5 o'clock in Las Vegas, Nevada. Welcome back. This is Megan Barth filling in for Wayne Allyn Root. I run ReaganBaby.com. And if you're a progressive listening, you aren't going to find a safe space, or you better find one, because the truth sometimes hurts. And this show is all about the truth, because the truth has been turned upside down on its head by this lawless administration and their cohorts in the Clinton Foundation et al. And we've got a couple callers, so we're going to go to caller line one, Brady. How you doing, Brady?
Hi, Megan. Doing good. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
Hey, I just heard your last segment with your last guest regarding some of the medical benefits of marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to, you know, like a lot of people don't have the medical card or they don't have access to the THC marijuana that's out there this day, but there's also just industrial hemp that you can go online and get, like, hemp seed oil that has plenty of the benefits, and you can buy it legally in all 50 states. And I don't think the media or the government doesn't want people to know that you can go online and get, like, just hemp seed oil with high amounts of CBD, cannabidiol oil, in it. And there's a million benefits that they're finding that it does for you right now.
Now, do you put this oil on your skin? Is it like kind of secrete through your, you know, dermis, or how do you?
You can ingest it. You can put it on topically. You can make it into teas. You can bake with it. You can cook with it.
Now, does it give you the same type of THC high? Does it have that those properties, or what is it?
No, because it is industrial hemp. It has very little THC in it. It's legal in all 50 states. And if you go online, even on eBay, you can buy hemp seed oil, get you a month supply for like $20. And then what it does, it helps with your heart. It'll help with anxiety, especially
pain?
With inflammation, if you have problems with back injuries or anything like that. If you have seizures or kids with seizures, it's been used for that. It's been used for nausea, cancer, schizophrenia. And it's the reason the government doesn't want you to know about it, because it's very cheap to get it, and it's very easy to make. And it's legal in all states right now. There's also the form of the oil that is called Rick Simpson oil, which is the cancer-curing. If you look up the history of Rick Simpson oil online, there's a huge documentary on that. That is just basically the addition of THC along with the cannabidiol oils that's found in industrial hemp. It's just a little bit different. It has the THC in it. And if you go online and look up how many people it's cured, it's amazing for cancer especially.
That's really good information. This is why I love talk radio. You know, I've done TV. You can't engage with the audience. It's one-dimensional. With radio, it's dynamic, and I tend to learn something every day. So I really appreciate your call, Brady. That actually hits right at home. I have a person in my life who suffers greatly from a disease, and she's tried everything. And I thought, well, maybe medical marijuana. And she said, well, it's not legal in my state. So you might have just given me an outlet to help her. So I really appreciate your call. We're going to take one more caller before we get back to the liar Hillary Clinton and her Muslim mole, Uma Abedin. Hey, Joel.
Hi, Megan. Thank you for sitting in today.
Hey, you're welcome. Thanks for calling.
I want to make a comment, which I hope will make all the vets go out and vote. The other day, I heard on the line a lady called in. Her husband had been in the service. Her son had been in the service. She was voting Republican, and then it went on from there. Shortly afterwards, we got a caller in who identified himself as a black person who was for Hillary. He couldn't understand why anybody should be voting for Trump. And he said, let's just dismiss this woman who called in. She shouldn't be listened to. And that made me boil, because the radio host didn't bother to ask this fella, did you ever serve for your country? Did you ever defend the Constitution that gives you the right to vote? I don't think this guy had been in the service. And if I was a vet, I'm a dependent. My dad was in the service for 30 years. I would be furious at these people who think that they should be voting for Hillary Clinton, that she's the best, when they never served in the service and they're willing to dismiss vets.
Yeah, Joel, I don't disagree with you. And there's such underrepresentation when it comes to vets, especially in political office. You know, we have this VA that's just this huge amalgam of corruption and death panels, and they're just so mistreated. And, you know, Trump said something that got him into trouble, of course, because everything that he says seems to get him into trouble because it's misconstrued. But he said something that basically if every gun owner voted against Hillary Clinton, he would win. It was something to that. And the same thing applies to vets. If every vet voted for Trump, it would be a landslide. But the reason I had Steve Sanson in today is because when I saw his card, I said, great, veterans in politics. Let's get these guys engaged when they come back home. You know, if they're let's get them engaged in the political process, because a lot of them and many Americans will just throw up their hands and say, oh, the system's rigged. But we have a vote and we have a voice, and we need to keep exercising that in order to change the rigged system.
I agree with you 100%. And I wish the vets out there would be calling in more often and express their own views. They're fellas and ladies, they're important.
Well, you know,
fought for this country. You deserve your say-so on the radio, and we will listen. But politics is a field where connivers, stealers, thieves, and liars get into. And that's not your normal vet. So I don't expect them to change their stripes after coming out of service.
Well, no, but I wish more of them would get involved in politics so we can change those political stripes, huh?
Well, I hope they're listening to the show, and I hope to talk to their fellow members and start taking action on the radio.
Well, I hope so too, Joel. Thank you so much for your call. That's a great call, and that's why I love radio. It gives me an idea. You know, if I ever have when I have my own show someday, I'm going to have just a vet day. It's going to be like Military Monday or something like that, and I'll just dedicate it specifically to vets who want to get involved, who want to call in, and vet issues, because everyone knows a vet. Everyone knows someone that's suffering that's a vet. And it is our voices that are going to bring more awareness and more compassion to the vets that are here and that are abroad and that will return home often very, very damaged. So I appreciate your call. Speaking of damage, let's go to what Hillary Clinton did with those 33,000 deleted emails that she claims, it's no big deal, I turned over everything. But if she turned over everything, why is it that it seems like every week there are independent agencies like Judicial Watch, Citizens United, you know, the AP, constantly breaking news stories and releasing new emails? Well, it's because she's a liar and she didn't turn over everything, and she didn't just destroy yoga emails and personal emails, because it was found that this is by this comes out of the Daily Caller. This was today. Hillary Clinton's team of aides and lawyers deleted emails from her private server using a software program intended to prevent recovery and hide traces of deleted files. Trey Gowdy revealed this information during an interview on Thursday on Fox News. They used a program called BleachBit, which if you go to the website that advertises BleachBit, It says, beyond simply deleting files, BleachBit includes advanced features such as shredding files to prevent recovery, wiping free disk space to hide traces of files deleted by other applications, and vacuuming Firefox to make it faster. So when Hillary Clinton was asked by a member of the press when she was giving a press conference what she did with those emails, if she deleted them or wiped her server clean, she goes, oh, what, wipe it with like a cloth? No, you lying moron. It was by a program called BleachBit. And if you had nothing to hide, why did you go through such extraordinary lengths to wipe everything clean? Let's go to cut five. Here is Trey Gowdy, as we heard him on Megyn Kelly.
Today, you had an interesting day taking a look at some documents that the FBI had prior to you getting a look at them. Did you find anything particularly interesting about these documents that Hillary provided the FBI?
Yes, ma'am. Keep in mind, one notebook were the classified emails that she handled so negligently. The other notebook are the witness interviews, the summaries, what we call 302s. My number one takeaway, Megyn, is there's no reason in the world you could not and should not be able to look at the same witness interviews that I had to go to Washington and look at in a classified setting. You and your viewers should be able to read summaries of these witness interviews. Mm-hmm. The second takeaway is a lot of the FBI's time and attention was spent debunking and refuting these fantastically false statements that Secretary Clinton made at the inception of this email story.
Yeah, so documents that have been highly redacted, documents that are so secret that even members of Congress don't have security clearance to view them, and documents that were uncovered later on through the FBI investigation, including those that were found on her server, are now kept by armed guards in the bowels of Congress, whereby members of Congress can't even read them because they don't have security clearance. These are the documents that Hillary Clinton stored on an unsecured server in her basement and shared with a woman by the name of Uma Abedin. And if you don't know who Uma Abedin is, we're going to talk about Uma when we get back from the break. This is Megyn Barth filling in for Wayne Allen Root on 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks. I'd love to hear from you. Call me, 702-546-4790, 702-546-4790, and we'll be right back.
There's always a moment of truth where it's either put up or shut up. We were yelling our hearts out. Even in our weakness, even in our pain, we continue to push. I don't know where the pain went to, but all I know is that I had what it took. I am a United States Marine.
PFC Darrell Willis serves his country as a Marine. Will you? Visit Marines.com or call 1-800-MARINES.
Dr. Tom McPhee is known as the man who beat the bankers, but it wasn't always that way.
Hello, I'm Dr. Tom McPhee. I was raised in poverty, but I didn't want to stay that way. I worked hard and put myself through school where I earned not just one doctorate, but two. But none of that education is what enlightened me as to how money really works. In fact, it wasn't until I stopped doing what the bankers, financial advisors, and Wall Street told me to do with my money and started doing what the bankers actually do with their own money that I became known as the man who beat the bankers.
To find out what Dr. Tom McPhee does with his money and why he's known as the man who beat the bankers, call 702-660-7000. Mention the Wayne Allen Root Radio Show and get a free pass to attend a Beat the Bankers webinar hosted by Dr. Tom McPhee. Call now, 702-660-7000, and get a free pass to perhaps the most fascinating financial webinar in Las Vegas. That's 702-660-7000.
Multi-million dollar East Coast industry leader. Now he's open BT Supplies West. Money is a big part of our lives, you know that. Each of us spends, saves, and invests money, but money is changing. Global currency changes are shifting trade like never before, transforming the dollar and impacting every asset we own. The U.S. dollar is now at risk. Swiss America's new 2016 World Money Report outlines what this means for your money and your retirement accounts. And the report is absolutely free. Call 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646 for your copy today. Money is now made and lost faster than at any other time in history. Winning and losing often depends on what you know and when you know it. So get in the know. Call 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. Free 2016 World Money Report today. Or visit 2016moneyreport.com for an instant download.
When you can't make them see the light, make them feel the heat. 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Born in the USA.
Welcome back, Las Vegas. This is Megan Barth with ReaganBaby.com sitting in for Wayne Allyn Root. While he is on his book tour promoting Angry White Male this week, he'll be back Monday sitting in this seat, same time, same place. After Labor Day, his show goes to 3 hours, so you'll have him from 3 to 6 instead of 4 to 6, so you got a little more war in your day, which is always a good thing. I will be back here tomorrow from 4 to 6, and we'll be bringing you some more truth, because like I said, the truth will be our revolution this election, and we should always seek the truth, find the truth, and speak the truth. And that is what I promise you guys here and at ReaganBaby.com. So in order to wade through the elaborate lies that Hillary Clinton has told during this campaign as well as prior, we don't have to look much further than her sidekick, who she's had strapped to her side for 20 years, by the name of Uma Abedin. Now, Uma does have security clearance, and she is basically the liaison and has worked as the liaison between the Secretary of State and the Clinton Foundation, and she is the one that arranged the meeting with the Prince of Bahrain so Hillary's State Department could run arms, toxicological agents, to the government of Bahrain so they can use those weapons against their own people. So if that tells you any sort of insight, or if that gives you any sort of insight into Hillary and her decision-making. But Uma's also making some decisions. And Uma's parents have radical ties to the Muslim Brotherhood. Uma herself was the assistant editor at her mother's radical Muslim journal, and which blamed America for 9/11. And the journal is called Muslim Minority Affairs. She was the assistant editor up until 2008. The Muslim Journal, the Muslim Minority Affairs Journal, is Sharia compliant, loves Sharia, hates America. And that's one thing the left often, I don't know, just gets confused. You know, Obama basically just shut down Gitmo, sent all of the terrorists back to the stable country of Yemen and others, where they'll be treated like rock stars. So while he's shutting down Gitmo because he claims that, you know, having Gitmo is basically a recruiting tool for terrorists, the left doesn't seem to get that Islam is a political theology whose sole goal is to conquest Western civilization, as they have tried to since the 7th century. According to recorded history. So this spread of Islam is in accordance with their religion. Sharia is the law which rules their religion. And Uma Abedin, although not Sharia compliant here, her mother and father have extraordinary ties to radical Muslim groups and adhere to Sharia. So while Uma Abedin is handling all of our top secret information, which our members of Congress don't even have the security clearance to look at, does it make you take pause to say, why does a woman who has ties to the Muslim Brotherhood, a terrorist organization, why does a woman who has ties to a radical Muslim journal who blamed America, much like Reverend Wright, for 9/11, why is she handling national security documents? Why is she next to Hillary at every single event? Rumor has it, if Hillary gets into the White House, she'll be her chief of staff. And if you think things are done in secrecy right now on the campaign trail, and if you think things were done with secrecy while Hillary was Secretary of State, just wait if she becomes president. Goodbye, press conferences. Goodbye, national security. Welcome, terrorism. The legacy that Barack Obama and his comrades within his regime have left us is a more dangerous world, an economy that harkens back to 1949, and national security secrets that have been shared all over the world for anyone to see. We know that Hillary Clinton's server was hacked no less than 12 times. We know that Hillary Clinton shared top secret information with at least 12 individuals that didn't have clearance. But Uma Abedin actually traveled around as well with top secret documents in the car in India. She was actually, this comes from the Daily Mail, and of course I have to go to foreign press to get it. In 2009, Abedin emailed Hillary Clinton's personal assistant to ask her to move some classified papers to the trunk of her car in India. This material was burn stuff, which, according to federal documents, burn stuff means classified stuff. And the only way that you burn classified stuff is with a burn bag. So since 2009, Uma's been carrying around loosely classified material. Maybe that's what James Comey meant by extremely careless with classified material. But a woman who has ties to the Muslim Brotherhood is carrying around extremely classified material and burning it. You think she was burning yoga routines? Maybe plans for the $2 million Chelsea Clinton's wedding? But even Huma said in a report to Congress, then this was published in July, she said, we always carried around burn bags on more than one occasion, but it was mainly for the daily schedule. Yeah, right. If it weren't for outside organizations like Judicial Watch or Citizens United or the AP, we wouldn't have found 15,000 more emails that they thought that they had destroyed. We wouldn't have found the 113 classified emails if it weren't for the Benghazi committee. So I think a little more research needs to be done around who Uma Abedin is. And that's why the press is just, they're gone to lunch. They're completely gone to lunch. And speaking of lunch, we got to take a little break. This is Megan Barth with ReaganBaby.com filling in for Wayne Allen Root on 790 Talk Now. Talk that rocks. You can call in 702-546-4790. 702-546-4790. What do you do?
You don't have to deliver 15 tons of food to the hungry.
You can start with 10 ounces.
You don't have to dedicate your life to saving lives.
You just dedicate 15 minutes.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. But then again, so can millions of everyday Americans right in their own backyards. Brought to you by America's Navy.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Allen Root for Siegel Cohen Atlantis. I believe they're the number one tax law firm in America. They've handled IRS tax cases for some of the biggest celebrities in the world, people you know, people you idolize, people you'd be going gaga about if they were in the room with you right now, actors, actresses, movie stars, rock bands, politicians, and some of the biggest stars of the poker world, But more importantly, that's still only a half of 1% of their business. They've handled over 10,000 cases in front of the IRS, and most of them are average people just like you. Most of them are people who just got audited, or people who just didn't file on time, or people who are in trouble with the IRS. And Siegel Cohen Atlantis got them out of trouble. They are the greatest. One of those people is me. I wasn't in trouble. I didn't do anything wrong, but I was the biggest critic of President Obama. Next thing you know, first time in my life, I have the IRS not only knocking on my door, but coming after me like the army. The most incredible over-the-top attack you've ever seen. I believe it was absolute political persecution and targeting. Went to Siegel Cohen Atlantis. Interviewed 20 firms, by the way. Picked Siegel Cohen Atlantis over all of them. They handled my case. We won. 5 days later, new audit. They said to me, my gosh, never seen this in the history of America. We do not know of one case like this in history that ever won in tax court. And 5 days later, new audit. And they handled it again, and they won again. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU, the letter U. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU, as in underdog. The letter U as in underdog, because that's what you are if you don't hire Siegel Cohen Atlantis against the IRS. 1-800-934-3578, or go to website sceltaxlaw.com, as in Siegel Cohen Landis, sceltaxlaw.com.
Wall Street exists for one reason, to make Wall Street and their cronies wealthy. This is why you've never made any real money with your investment advisor and why you likely never will. Hi, my name is Kip Herridge, and I've been a leading investment expert for 31 years, demolishing Wall Street's shell game year in and year out. I founded the VRA in 2003, and it's really unlike anything else you tried before. I tell you exactly what and when to buy, and then exactly when to sell and take world-beating profits, all delivered directly to your inbox. In just the last 2 years, the VRA has booked more than 2,000% in net gains for subscribers, number one in the field, and I do it all with U.S. stocks, leveraged ETFs, and short selling, simple and powerful with life-changing returns. I am very concerned about the U.S. and global economy. I see the potential for a massive crash just around the corner, but my system ensures that you make money in good markets or bad. To join us and to save 75%, go to VRAletter.com and enter code VRAGOLD. Again, that's VRAletter.com, discount code VRAGOLD.
Hey everyone, Wayne Allyn for Liberty Health Share. So you've missed the healthcare deadline, you don't have any form of healthcare, Liberty Health Share has the answer. Liberty Health Share offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their health care, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having health care insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American looking for contract-free health care, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, visit libertyhealthshare.org, libertyhealthshare.org, and request a free estimate at libertyhealthshare.org.
When you can't make them see the light, make them feel the heat. 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Hello there, Las Vegas. This is Megan Barth with ReaganBaby.com, filling in for the great Wayne Allyn Root. I'm here tonight. I'm here tomorrow from 4 to 6, and Wayne will be back in this chair on Monday. And if parents are in the car or wherever you are listening right now, there is a candidate out of the 37th District waiting on hold right now that I'm going to go to in just a bit named Jim Marchant. And he's seeking to represent Assembly District 37, and he's a big advocate of education savings accounts. And if you've got a kid that's trapped in a failing public school, if you've got a kid that you want to move into a charter school or a different form of education, then I suggest you turn up the volume. Jim, are you there?
I'm here. How are you, Megan?
Jim Marchant?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi there. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks. Thanks for
great
coming.
Great job, by the way. You're doing a really good job filling in for Wayne.
Oh, thank you so much. I try. You know, yeah. He's got some big shoes to fill.
He does.
But why don't we've got about 5 minutes here. Why don't we talk give us the rundown. First of all, you're running in Assembly District 37, correct?
That's correct. That district is in the northwest part of the Las Vegas Valley, including Sun City, Summerlin, kind of up near Lone Mountain, that area. So the far northwest, and it's a great district. Really happy to be have the opportunity to maybe represent the people there. So I really have enjoyed getting out and meeting the people, and it's been great so far.
And if you guys live in the 37th, you probably know who I'm talking to right now because you walk a lot. Right?
I mean, do.
You do. And that is the oldest way and the safest way to win an election is knocking door to door. People discount that. But I'll tell you what, I walk for a lot of candidates and I'll even walk for you. It is one of the tried and true ways to win an election.
It is. And not only that, I really enjoy it because I get to meet really, really good people. And that's one of the highlights of being out actually running and then actually walking. Is you get to meet all these great people, and I get to hear what their concerns are. And certainly as a representative, that's what I want to do in Carson City is I want to represent them. I'm tired of the politicians that are up there that are representing themselves and other special interests. It's time we got back to a true representative government.
And what is the main beef that people are telling you? What is the main thing on their minds?
Well, the economy. And as you know, last session, the governor passed the largest tax increase in Nevada history, and that didn't go over too well with my district. That upset them a lot. So it's the economy pretty much, taxes. They're tired of the government going in their pockets every time that they mess up. They want the government to clean their own house first before they go in their pockets anymore. So they're kind of fed up with the government not spending their money wisely, and then all the time going back in their pockets for more money in the form of taxes. So they're tired of that.
We're all tired of that, and I'm tired of Republicans acting like Democrats. So you promise not to act like a Democrat once you get elected, right?
I promise.
Okay, good. From your ears, or from your mouth to my ears to God's.
You got it.
I'm going to hold you accountable. I'll tell you what.
I don't mind. I don't mind that because I'm kind of like you a year ago. I'm sitting out here with all the people that are looking at what our legislators are doing, and we're saying, "Are you kidding me? You know, Republicans don't raise taxes. That's not in our platform, right?" So why are they doing it? So I just got fed up and I said, okay, I'm kind of retired now. I have time to do it. I have a lot of experience in the private sector as a businessman for many, many years. I know how the economy works, and I know that allowing businesses to flourish is going to improve our economy drastically, and that helps everybody.
That's
so
right.
That's the way I believe.
Good. How are the polls looking? Do you feel pretty good so far?
I feel pretty good. Yeah, we're in a pretty good district. We're probably, it's half and half if you look at the demographics of Republicans to Democrats. Then you have nonpartisans and, a few third-party types. But it's looking pretty good for me. I'm kind of happy. The Sun City Summerlin districts, they turn out really well for Republicans. So I like my chances, but I'm not taking it for granted. I'm working really hard as I did in the primary because I had to beat my own party and I beat an incumbent. So I worked really hard for that, and I know what it takes, and I'm willing to do the same for the general.
Excellent. Well, good deal. Well, let's get over to some education savings accounts. And why don't you educate our listeners a little bit on how this is going to make some people's lives better in Nevada?
Well, like you mentioned, it's going to allow parents to an opportunity to take their kids out of schools that aren't educating them the way that they would want to. And they can apply with, I believe, the treasurer or somebody in our government to get either $5,100 or $5,700. It's $5,100 if your child is normal. If you have a special needs child, you can get $5,700 out, I believe. And then you can use that money to move them to a school that you like. It could be a private school. It could be home-based education, that kind of thing, and get your child out of that failing school. And I think, you know me, I'm a free market capitalism guy, and this is going to open up the market. I believe this is the first step that's going to allow us to provide competition to our public schools and be able to take money out of the government, who is not spending that money wisely, and give it back to the parents who will spend it wisely. And on top of that, they'll be able to educate or provide an education for their kids that they want.
Now, so, can they go right now and get this cash, or is it held up in the court?
It's held up in the courts right now. The ACLU and I think somebody else sued the treasurer, and there are two different suits tied up in the Supreme Court right now. And one of them was that there's some obscure law from way back a long time ago that you couldn't take public money and use it in like a Catholic school or something like that. So that one's in the Supreme Court right now. And then another one was they're debating on like what actually did the legislature mean. They're going to I think it's in the Constitution that the public schools have to be funded first. So there's the other side is arguing that the public schools are going to have money drained out of their coffers. And they're saying that's unconstitutional. So we're hoping that the Supreme Court rules the right way. And once they do, then it's going to open up the floodgates for parents to apply and finally give their be able to take their kids and give them an education that they want.
Wow, what a concept. Choice.
Yeah.
Choice.
And like I say, I think that, you know, the free market capitalism aspect of this is going to be tremendous, because right now you've got a lot of private schools and they're pretty expensive if you look at some of them. And what this is going to do, I think, is going to open up the market, and it's going to allow other people to come in and build schools for kids and lower the cost. So now the cost of the private schools now are going to come down because you're going to have more of them. And also it's going to elevate the public schools to ramp up their game.
Right.
You know, they can't just do failing schools anymore. So I think this is a great thing, and it's a great first step. And if I get up to Carson City, I'm going to do everything I can to strengthen it and advance this initiative, basically.
That's fantastic. Well, Jim, why don't you tell people how they can find you if they want to donate to your campaign, if they want to walk for you, if they want to vote for you?
Yep, great. You can go to my website, jimmarchant.com. That's JimMarchant.com. Love to hear from you. You know, drop me an email. Love to hear from you. I'd love to hear what your concerns are if you're in my district. Certainly we could use volunteers and donations. I'm kind of an outsider, so I'm not really getting the donations from the establishment type politicians. So I can use all the help I can get. It'd be much appreciated.
Okay, well, very good. Thanks so much, Jim. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Megan. Good
job,
and we'll be in touch.
Very good. Thank you. So that was Jim Marchant running in the 37th Assembly District, and jimmarchant.com. And look up education savings accounts. I think, like we said, choice always spurs competition. Competition spurs excellence, and that's certainly what we need in education right now. And before we go to break, do I have time to take a call? Let's take a caller on the line. Raymond, thank you for holding.
Great. Going back to Hillary Clinton, I just thought I'd shed some light that it is well known, and I learned this from a very reputable sources, that her and the Uma Abedin had a very, shall we say, steamy, intimate relationship for many years. And I think that her ties to her are very emotional and very deep. And so I think that's one of the reasons why she has so much confidence in her.
Well, that's an interesting, you know, I haven't really heard that, to be quite honest with you, but you just never know. I mean, we can all make, you know, suppositions, and we can all make assumptions, but you know what happens when you assume? You make a you know what, a you to me. But what we do know about Uma Abedin is that she was reckless with top secret information, leaving it in the car in India, leaving it on a bed, you know, at a hotel. She was carrying around burn bags, and she was exposed to top secret information that even congressmen did not have clearance to view or handle. And this is a problem. But Hillary Clinton all of a sudden wants to talk about something entirely different, which is the old race card canard. And you know what? Donald Trump headed her off at the pass in a speech today given in New Hampshire. Let's go to Cut 10.
Hillary is going to say, but I've heard about it. And in a sense, I don't want to dignify her statements by dwelling on them too much, but a response is required for the sake of all decent voters that she is trying to smear. The news reports are that Hillary Clinton is going to try and accuse this campaign and all of you and the millions of decent Americans at record levels. There has never been anything like this. This is a movement we have. This was set up. This event was set up late last night, and look what happens. Look how many people. It's a movement, folks, like they've never seen before. And going to accuse decent Americans who support this campaign, your campaign, of being racists, which we're not. It's the oldest play in the Democratic playbook. When Democratic policies fail, they are left with only this one tired argument. You're racist, you're racist, you're racist. They keep saying it. You're racist. It's a tired, disgusting argument. And it's so totally predictable. They're failing so badly. It's the last refuge of the discredited Democrat politician. They keep going back to the same well. But you know what? The people are becoming very smart. They've heard it too many times before. The well is dry. The well is dry.
The well is dry. Have you ever heard a Republican candidate stand up to the race card before like Donald Trump? I haven't, and it's about time. It's about time to take a break, too, and we'll be back to close out this show. This is Megan Barth with ReaganBaby.com, filling in for Wayne Allen Root on 790 Talk Now. Talk That Rocks. When we get back, I hope to hear from you, 702-546-4790, 702-546-4790. Be right back.
He was in the Army back in the 1960s. He was originally a sergeant.
23 million veterans. They're heroes who need our help.
My husband got sick. They sent him up to the VA hospital.
When our heroes' families need help, they turn to Fisher House, a safe, free place to stay steps away from their loved one's hospital room.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Helping military and veterans' families. Fisher House at fisherhouse.org. Sometimes having family close by is a hero's best medicine.
Money is a big part of our lives, you know that. Each of us spends, saves, and invests money, but money is changing. Global currency changes are shifting trade like never before, transforming the dollar and impacting every asset we own. The U.S. dollar is now at risk. Swiss America's new 2016 World Money Report outlines what this means for your money and your retirement accounts, and the report is absolutely free. Call 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646 for your copy today. Money is now made and lost faster than at any other time in history. Winning and losing often depends on what you know and when you know it. So get in the know. Call 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. Free 2016 World Money Report today. Or visit 2016moneyreport.com for an instant download.
Colored diamonds, shiny, rare colored diamonds. I'm Wayne Allyn for the Diamond Market. That's thediamondmarket.com. The Diamond Market doesn't sell average everyday diamonds. They sell rare color diamonds. They're unlike any diamonds you've ever seen in your life. Glorious wild colors, yellow, purple, blue, azure, green, orange, pink. Eye-popping, one-of-a-kind clients, one-of-a-kind colors, and I'm a client. I had them make me up the most beautiful diamond necklace you've ever seen. But this isn't just about the coolest diamond jewelry on the planet. It's about a unique investment opportunity, too, because Sotheby's says rare color diamonds have gone up 10 to 15% per year since the 1970s. That's about 50 years of dramatic appreciation. And while there's no guarantees about future performance for any product, that's one heck of a track record. It beats anything out there. And it's portable. You can fit a rare color diamond in your shirt pocket or your socks. It's undetectable at airport screening machines. Doesn't cost a fortune. Only the Diamond Market makes sure it doesn't cost a fortune. They have diamonds as little as $500 to $1,000. Here's their amazing offer. You get a free rare color diamond sent to you. It's yours to keep. A rare color diamond free. You get a certificate to buy your first rare color diamond at 50% off. You get my book, The Power of Relentless, free, because rare color diamonds are relentless and you should be too. And a lifetime guarantee if you ever want to sell your rare color diamond, they'll buy it back for whatever price you paid. You'll never lose a cent. Guaranteed. Call 877-432-6291, 877-432-6291, 877-432-6291, or go to thediamondmarket.com.
Dr. Tom McPhee is known as the man who beat the bankers, but it wasn't always that way.
Hello, I'm Dr. Tom McPhee. I was raised in poverty, but I didn't want to stay that way. I worked hard and put myself through school where I earned not just one doctorate, but two. But none of that education is what enlightened me as to how money really works. In fact, it wasn't until I stopped doing what the bankers, financial advisors, and Wall Street told me to do with my money and started doing what the bankers actually do with their own money that I became known as the man who beat the bankers.
To find out what Dr. Tom McPhee does with his money and why he's known as the man who beat the bankers, call 702-660-7000. Mention the Wayne Allyn Root Radio Show and get a free pass to attend a Beat the Bankers webinar hosted by Dr. Tom McPhee. Call now, 702-660-7000, and get a free pass to perhaps the most fascinating financial webinar in Las Vegas. That's 702-660-7000.
When you can't make them see the light, make them feel the heat. 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Welcome back, Las Vegas, Nevada. We're going to close out this hour. It went by so fast. I want to thank you all for listening. It's been a pleasure to fill in for War. This is Megan Barth with ReaganBaby.com. And, you know, we started out the show, and we had a couple callers, Frank and Tony, and they were kind of in the dumps saying, you know, I'm kind of pessimistic. I don't think people are catching on. And I want to end this show on a high note. And I want to end this show on a high note because I want to be a little bit inspirational to those folks like Tony and Frank who are listening and others that might just want to throw in the towel and say, you know, it's done, it's over, you know, we're never going to get our country back. But we do have a chance to make America great again. Listen to Faraj Nigel out of the UK, cut three.
The big card the Prime Minister decided to play in the referendum is he got a foreign visitor to come to London to talk to us. Yes, we were visited by one Barack Obama. And he talked down to us. He treated us as if we were nothing. One of the oldest functioning democracies in the world. And here he was telling us to vote Remain. So having criticized and condemned his behavior, I could not possibly tell you how you should vote in this election. But you know, I get it, I'm hearing you. But I will say this, if I was an American citizen, I wouldn't vote for Hillary Clinton if you paid me. In fact, I wouldn't vote for Hillary Clinton if she paid me. Folks, the message is clear. The parallels are there. There are millions of ordinary Americans who've been let down, who've had a bad time, who feel the political class in Washington are detached from them, who feel so many of their representatives are politically correct parts of that liberal media elite. They feel people aren't standing up for them, and they've actually, in many cases, given up on the whole electoral process. And I think that you have a fantastic opportunity here with this campaign. You can go out. You can beat the pollsters. You can beat the commentators. You can beat Washington. And you'll do it by doing what we did for Brexit in Britain. We had our own people's army of ordinary citizens who went out and delivered leaflets, who went to meet people where they worked and where they socialized, who convinced and inspired people to go out if this was the one and only time in their life and to vote for change. So my advice to you, if you want change in this country, you better get your walking boots on. You better get out there campaigning. And remember, anything is possible if enough decent people are prepared to stand up against the establishment. Thank you very much indeed.
And I know there's a lot of decent people listening, and I know there's a lot of decent people out there. So get your boots on, and get your boots on and come back here, same time, same place, 4 o'clock tomorrow. I will be in this seat. Megan Barth filling in for Wayne Allen Root from ReaganBaby.com. Thanks for listening. Thanks for holding on with me. And I'll see you tomorrow.